Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
105.7 The Fan presents Monday Morning Quarterback with Norris, Long, Khan, and Preston.
Hey, let's do something right now. Let's set the tone right now.
105.7 The Fan.
Motion man is Flowers. Handoff. Henry turns it upfield. Very close to a first down. Loses the ball. Cough up by Henry, and the Steelers have it.
This is a 50-yard attempt. He had been Mr. Automatic throughout his career. 50-yarder, Tucker. The struggles are real. This is not the same guy that we've seen the last 12 years.
Line of scrimmage is the 9. Rush coming, Jackson, dump off. Catch is made by Likely, and the ball jarred loose. Steelers jump on top of it. Queen. Jackson, deep drop, timing route, drops it in the bucket, caught by Hill. Steelers fighting for the football, they come away with it. Play is whistled dead, the question, who's got it? Peyton Wilson is claiming he took it away, and he did. Steelers take over. Jackson, keeping it. Jackson, fake. Jackson tosses. Incomplete. The pressure was there. Joey Porter Jr. flocking to the quarterback.
And the Baltimore Ravens lose to the Pittsburgh Steelers behind 6 Steelers field goals, 18-16. Ravens, I guess in baseball terms, will find themselves a game and a half back, 2 games back in the loss column. And Ed Norris, the Ravens offense gets smacked.
They sure did. They sure did. Only had the ball for 23 minutes in total. And it just, you know, you saw the numbers. 329 yards of offense. They were leading the league in offensive yards, offensive points. Lamar just has 207 yards passing. They only scored 16. They lost 2 fumbles. They threw a pick. 3 batted passes. 2 missed field goals.
Partridge in the pantry.
Let's just give the game to the Steelers. Couldn't even score a touchdown. Like, come on, man.
Jeremy Kahn, a question surrounding Justin Tucker.
Yeah, sorry, I hit the wrong cough button. Apparently it wasn't a button at all.
It was the amplify button.
Justin Tucker yesterday, man. Did we all tag Melissa Kim in something? kind of rough. I know it's a tough place to kick, but we've been dealing with this all season long. And, you know, as in the beginning of the year, I'm saying, all right, you got to give it time. Something's a little off. And I don't know if he can correct it before the end of the season, get right during the season, but missing 2 field goals under 50 yards, and I know that's not the benchmark anymore, but like, you got to make those.
Shout out to my friend Norm, who's a golf pro, who told me a couple of weeks ago Justin Tucker's going to start missing them left. I said, why? He said his velocity is gone, and he used to hit them left, and it came back right. And when you lose velocity, it doesn't come back right. And yesterday, he echoed that. Look, I told you, it's going to start missing left. And because the velocity doesn't bring him back. We used to always see him go left and then come back right down the middle, splitting the uprights.
You realize how, I hate using the word spoiled because it gets thrown around a lot, how spoiled this city's been with the kickers they've had here for such a long time. Because we've never brought this stuff up outside of a single season with Billy Cundiff. It's always like,
actually,
well,
Cundiff was good except for,
except for that one stretch. Yeah.
Disaster.
Lamar, bad performance. Henry fumble. Likely fumble. Justice Hill, it was called an interception, but he just got that ball taken from him. Ravens looked bad yesterday. Had the Steelers are the Ravens' kryptonite.
100%. 100%. The Steelers didn't even look good. I mean, that play by Peyton Wilson was outstanding. I can't fault him for that. He just tore it away from him. But everything else just sucked, and now they're 1-7 of the last 8 against Pittsburgh. I mean, Pittsburgh didn't even score a touchdown, and you let this game slip through your fingers like this. It's just, I don't know what it is with them. We just, I don't know if it's they're psychologically snake-bitten, but they don't score a touchdown. You're the best offense in the NFL. You lose another one, and now you're 1-8 against your most hated rival. It just, it sucks.
Jeremy Kahn, big game for Dafi Owe.
Yeah, 2.5 sacks, a couple other stops there. I think, what, negative 14 yards or something like that on his plays behind the line of scrimmage. Yeah, big game. We've talked about this. The pass rush has been, it's been there, but the defense hasn't been consistent. And this is probably the most, this is probably the best we've seen the defense play, wouldn't you say, with getting stops on one side of the ball. But Owe's a guy that we've talked about it, getting into the situation where you start to get more and more comfortable with your position. It seems like he's doing that. Is he going to do it in time for him to leave and go get paid somewhere else and end up being good, or is he going to end up staying here?
Ravens now find themselves 2 games back in the loss column. They've yet to have a bye yet. Steelers 8-2, Ravens 7-4, and this would be in the category. It seems like all except the first one are bad losses.
Yeah,
I mean, the first one against the Chiefs, you know, it's the Chiefs on the road, beginning of the season. You can have a lot of excuses for that one. But the Raiders, the Browns are bad losses because they're bad teams. Steelers aren't a bad team, but it's a bad loss because your defense played, in my opinion, one of its best games of the year. The only game that would be better than that would be against the Bills.
Yeah.
But they played a very good game, not allowing the Steelers to get in the end zone, holding them to 6 field goals on the road. You've got to win that game. That's a bad loss. 3 of the 4 losses, bad losses.
Yeah, and there's been a bunch of weird things that have happened to him too, Ed, like these interceptions and how goof. Have you looked at all 3 of Lamar's interceptions this year? The one where Bateman's bobbling it, gets hit, it gets picked. The one against Washington that went off of Mark Andrews' hands.
Yeah.
I'll give you this. Maybe a little too far out there, but went off his hands and was picked off. And this crazy sumbitch yesterday.
There hadn't been anything to the defender.
No. He's been, and I'm not saying there weren't dropped interceptions along the year, but the 3 picks he has, you could make a case that none of them are his fault. You could.
Certainly last night's wasn't.
No. And that's the other thing with this, you know, like Rob's bringing up the point, you finally get the stops from your defense that you need, and the offense lets you down.
And it was a great play. It was a great play by the defender. But at that point in the game, you know what kind of physical football game it is. You got to secure the ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know these guys are coming and not stopping. They're doing everything they can to scrape and get rid of the football, get the football out of your hand. You gotta secure that football and come down with it. You can't let that happen.
It is like, look, I don't want to point at something else and say it's that fault, is that this person's fault, whatever. I know everybody needs a scapegoat. All 3 of those turnovers are kind of goofy. You get a turnover from Derrick Henry that never happens, right? He hadn't fumbled the ball since, what, he was in elementary school?
Yeah, he never fumbles.
And then you look at the one for Isaiah Likely just coming back. He had a bunch of big plays. I kind of feel like that's a little bad luck. And then that interception. So, and then think about how close the game is. People are going, if Tucker makes a field goal, we win. I don't know if it's that cut and dry because obviously the game plays out differently.
Mm-hmm.
But I get it.
But if he made one field goal, they win.
Yeah.
Henry finishes with 13 carries. I felt almost like John Harbaugh got his feelings a little bit. He didn't get a lot of carries after that fumble. It was a long period where he got. And I'm like, dude, I get your philosophy of running backs fumbling, but that's Derrick Henry. Screw your philosophy.
The guy never fumbled.
Exactly.
Ever.
And it felt like Ed, it was a long stretch where he wasn't getting the football. And you look at a game, a 2-point game, he finishes with 13 carries.
I know.
He wasn't effective. He averaged 5 yards a carry.
Well, even a 2-point conversion. What are you thinking? It's 2 yards. You have Derrick Henry and Pat Ricard. Like, it's 2 yards.
I think they were going to do the jump pass, and then once they called the timeout, they switched it. But I'll say this. I kind of feel like every two-point play should have Derrick Henry on the field unless Absolutely. It's going to somebody else and you have it designed.
Or have Ricardo Henry on the field and give it to somebody else.
And I agree with you. I think they were going to do the jump pass. Still dumb. That's dumb. If that's what you were going to do, that's still dumb. You have a battering ram and a bulldozer.
Yeah.
And yet you're going to try. Why get cute? Yeah. Why are we getting cute? If they stop Derrick Henry running behind the offensive line and Pat Ricard,
well, right,
good play.
And then on
stopping that crap.
On top of it, the 2-point conversion that you're talking about, going down the line and looking at Nelson Aguilar and Isaiah Likely. Who was right, who was wrong? Because neither one of you went out for the pass.
Tapping each other, looking at your head, pushing each other.
Back. Yeah. No, you go back. Like, yeah. And then the clock's winding down. I understand you want to have all 3 timeouts so you can try to get the ball back. You got to get this play right. I'm sorry. Like,
imagine the Billy Cundiff play.
Yeah, just call the timeout and see what's going on.
Yeah.
Because the other thing that you're bringing up, too, that why the jump pass is a dumb play, unless you're doing some sort of play action, Derrick Henry should be in the football field because how many guys are going to – if you're going to use him as a decoy,
yeah.
I understand. That's fine. Run the play action, throw the pass. I'm sure some other people will be unhappy. Just give him the damn ball. But he's got to be out there. He's got to be out there.
Fight me at 7 o'clock, Sal, for the postgame press conference with John Harbaugh, but on the other side, 3 and outs on the Fan.
The Monday Morning Quarterback. 3 and out.
I'd like to make it a point not to make the same mistake twice, let alone once. But we did make that adjustment moving into our next opportunities in the game.
Normally we start with an up, but since we come in with Justin Tucker, I'll start with my down. My down is going to be Justin Tucker. Performance yesterday was, I would like to say un-Justin Tucker-like, but not so much this year. Missing 2 field goals. If he makes one of those, I think someone said we win that game. And oddly enough, he made the longest field goal attempt of 54 yards.
Yeah.
He made the longest attempt of them all. If he makes one of those other field goals, mm-hmm. Ravens win the football game, but he did not. My up still is preparation, man. They came into this game ready for the Ravens, defensively, ready for anything the Ravens did on the offensive side of the football. Great job by the coaching staff in preparation. I hate commending another team in the up and down, but you got to give it to them. They were ready for that vaunted Baltimore Ravens offense.
It's almost like I want to come away from this game saying that the Ravens showed you that they are, like, 3 goofy turnovers had to happen in that game for you to lose by 2 points. But at the same extent, it's like this stuff happens to them all the time.
All the time in games like this.
And it goes back to what you said. Sometimes you make your own luck.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know if it's luck or if it's just a team that was inspired punching the ball out. Now, I think the interception's a little bit of luck. The guy doesn't even get his head turned around, gets his arm up. It gets pinned to him, and as he's falling down, he rips it away. And I don't even know that he ripped it away. I think momentum going to the ground is what really took the ball into his chest.
I also wonder about the preparation where they batted 3 passes down from Lamar. Mm-hmm. To me, that's like, did they see that his trajectory is low? Like, and if you get your arms up, if you get hands in his face, you have a good chance to do, because that's unusual to have 3 of them knocked down like
also
that.
Also on that 2-point attempt. Whatever they were running, Steelers waiting for him.
Yeah.
They didn't chase Lamar. They were waiting for Lamar.
Yeah, it looked like there were 20 people in the field that knew the play.
Yeah.
The only 2 that didn't were on the Ravens side.
Jeremy, you up?
My up, trying to be positive about the game. Defense on 3rd down, it's kind of weird. They lose a game and the defense deserves a ton of credit. They held them to 25% on completions on 3rd down or picking up 3rd down conversions. So, look, really good number to have there. It's just a shame that you kept getting off the field and you gave up 6 field goals.
You're down.
My down goes to the turnovers. Again, it seems like in some of these big games that we have, whether it's Hollywood, Flowers fumbling through the end zone when you're going in the AFC Championship, something like this, the touchdown that should have been in the AFC Championship, instead it's a strip sack. It feels like goofy things keep happening to this team.
If you didn't wear white cleats, you would have won the game.
Yeah,
if you wore white cleats,
Like there's so many things to look at, but the turnovers yesterday, more so than Tucker missing field goals, I think is what cost them.
Ed, you're up.
My up is Kyle Hamilton.
He's good.
He's good. That was a great defensive performance yesterday. They kept the Steelers out of the end zone. He led the team with 9 solo tackles. You see what he makes a tremendous impact on that defense. He really does. I noticed they moved him back from the line to deep secondary, I guess, to help out with poor pass coverage, but he was still a force last night.
What's your down? Yesterday.
My down are penalties. To me, that's a... Especially the stupid penalties. I'll take a... You know, pass interference, I'll accept. I'll expect a roughing the passer once. But if you're aggressive, I'll take an aggressive penalty. But these penalties of the head.
Yeah, 12.
12. They lead the NFL. They have 92 penalties this year. They lead the NFL far and away in both yardage and number of penalties. It's like, that's a terrible. If you look at the other teams who are in there with them in the top 10, they're like, they all suck. As you talk about, like, you know, the Panthers, the Browns, the Jets. It's like, these are bad teams, though, not good teams. And to lead the NFL, they're 10 penalties ahead of the next team is the Titans, 92 and 82. I mean, it's just not good. It's kind of an, you know, a lack of discipline in their part.
I would sit here and tell you that if they could just cut back on those somewhat, they could sit here and have arguably the best record in the AFC. Yeah. They've had so many games without penalties, and you can't tell me you're kicking yourself in your own ass every single time you get one here, whether it's a...
It's ineligible man downfield.
I hate that one,
pre-snap penalties. It's delay of game. Only stupid penalties like this.
One of those was not an ineligible man downfield, though. Man didn't cross 2 yards ahead of the line of scrimmage.
I hate that penalty. I just think it's stupid. Like, you can throw it literally any time a play breaks down and just say, hey, that guy was downfield.
Right. Yeah.
And again, was he? Like, if it's an advantage... Like, I'm sorry, if you're lining up on the line of scrimmage, and it's a little bit different in the NFL because you can see the lines and where you're supposed to be, but if you're at a hash mark, maybe you are 2 inches off sides or whatever. Is the ref going to call that if you're leaning? You know what I mean? Like, some of this stuff seems a little off, but I feel like they could call that anytime a play breaks down.
410-583-1057. Let's go to Woodlawn and get Benjamin. What's up, Benjamin?
Hey, I'm going to be real quick because my reception in this area is bad. But I'm going to start off with my shut him down. Get some respect on my Steelers name. Yes, I just want to simply say, hey, Mike Tomlin whispers in Harbaugh's ear, I own you. I'm always going to keep this game close. I'm going to do the necessary kick the punt and kick. And that's Mike Tomlin's philosophy. He'll kick the situation.
Are you the victim of a home invasion? It's like you're wearing a gag.
You're gonna think that I'm letting go because you're talking nonsense, but I'm not. It's because I can't understand your nonsense.
Yeah.
He was excited.
And I'm not, listen, I'm not opposed to ball gags, but.
Do they have them at the Lions then?
Yes.
Oh, very nice.
They got some neat stuff over there.
Did you go over there this weekend? You dirty dog.
I was in North Carolina, but I'm going. I was checking him out online.
You know, there's something to be said, though, about what he was talking about, Mike Tomlin. You know, Steelers, Ravens, kryptonite. Mike Tomlin might be Harbaugh's kryptonite as well. It's just, they just seem more prepared going into these games.
He's his Lex Luthor.
They do. They seem more prepared.
I get more and more frustrated at this coaching staff. And I mean,
I thought it was a dispute. So you're right.
When you have a highly penalized team, what do they always say? Whether it's fair or unfair,
coaching.
It falls under the coaching staff.
It does.
We're consistently seeing plays that are drawn up that guys don't know where they're going. Week one,
secondary looks confused. Yeah. Offensive plays like that.
Well, week one, the Nelson Aguilar doesn't block on fourth down, and it's like, what are you doing? Hey, Rob, you in the front row.
I got a question.
Yeah.
You played like crap the entire first half. You had some momentum. You go up 7-6. Why do you call timeout? Let the clock run getting halftime. Why do you call timeout?
They want to. They got this new offense that can get down the field.
And that's when the turnover happens. Just be happy that you play like crap and you can go. You stop the Steelers. Why do you call timeout?
What? Because you're going to get the ball back.
But just go in the locker room with a 7-6 lead, knowing that you shouldn't be up right now. But instead, you call timeout, the turnover, and they get a field goal, and they go in with a 9-7 lead. And Jeremy, I'm not saying it now. I didn't say it afterwards. When he called timeout, I yelled, why is he calling timeout? You are fortunate to be up one right now. You shouldn't be up one. Get out of the half and revamp.
I'm not arguing with you on that. I kind of like it, though, when a team's going to be aggressive before the half, especially knowing that they get – the other team's getting the ball to the half. Remember, the Ravens lost the toss. So they start off with the ball, and then they ended up with the Derrick Henry fumble, just gifting them a great field position to start the game. So I don't have a problem with them being aggressive there. It's just
I hated it.
I understand
when you first called to you're lucky to be up 1 point. Maybe that's some momentum. That you stole that momentum from your own team. Bite me at 7 o'clock, but on the other side, we'll take a look at Lamar Jackson's performance against the Steelers on The Fan.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jackson's going to get it.
Two.
Jackson throws. Deep ball.
One.
Touchdown, Baltimore.
How did Baltimore's top single caller perform?
It's been that way for ever since last year, I believe. You know, going back to the AFC Championship game, we killed ourselves. Chiefs game, the opener, killed ourselves. Raiders, we killed ourselves. And today, same thing. It's just like we can't be beating ourselves in these type of games. We got to find a way to fix that.
Got to find a way to fix it. How did our quarterback perform yesterday? Well, not good. Let's just say that. He completed under 50% of his passes. His worst game of the season, 16-33, 207, a touchdown, an interception, and a passer rating of 66.1. The funny thing is, Russell Wilson had a passer rating of 67.5. Neither quarterback performed well yesterday. Pittsburgh Steelers had 6 field goals to win this game, but Lamar also had 4 carries for 46 yards, including a 25-yard scamper. But it just didn't look like Lamar yesterday.
Yeah, a little frustrated that he didn't. I mean, look, there were a couple of plays on the field. I remember Zay Flowers being on the sideline where we all thought Lamar should run for the first down. But Zay was wide open, and he overthrew it. I mean, he could have been standing on Manute Bol's shoulders and still not caught that damn thing. And Zay may not have caught it anyway. What the hell are you doing in the middle of the field? You not know how to put your hands? Did he get caught in between? Do I put him under? Do I put him up? Do I put him under?
Wait a minute. Why was his hands around his gut when the ball hit him in his face mask?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, he looked like there is that. It's like, you know,
in depth perception.
In tennis, you have that area that they just call death. You don't want to get caught in the middle there because they hit it at your feet. There's nothing you can do. And then there's that dead zone. In football, it's the same thing when you're throwing the ball to the quarterback. Like, you want your hands to look like DDP, you know, like the little
that's
diamond cutter thing.
Yeah.
But when it's coming low, you got to get your hands
down.
It
didn't come low.
That's my, like, I still like, don't understand what happened. Did he just misread the
ball? I've seen balls come at me through a face mask. It's like, it was just crazy.
By the way, I hate body catchers. If you're going to play wide receiver, you can't be a body catcher.
He's usually not a body catcher.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't know what he was doing.
Yeah. It's one of those things where it's almost like the moment got to a lot of those guys, man. Mm. You know what I mean? It was. Derrick Henry fumbling. Isaiah Likely fumbling. Justice Hill not securing the ball. It looked as if a lot of those guys just got
and
Lamar Jackson completing 16 of 33.
By the way,
what the hell's going on out there?
How about the breakaway play that they had? And the guy that brings him down is Patrick Queen. He was playing his at. Well, he was. Look, he was everywhere. I'm not saying he had a great game. I'd love to go back and rewatch it just from a standpoint of
my game. 3 solo tackles out of 10.
I don't want to rewatch it. It was terrible.
He had 3 solo tackles out of 10. He did. Mm. 3 of his tackles to 10 tackles were solos.
So the one was huge because that was a touchdown.
Yeah, it was. It was. But Lamar just, you know, Pittsburgh. They own you. They do. I mean, call a spade a spade, man. They own you. They own the Baltimore Ravens throughout the Lamar era. Whether he started the game or not, in this era of football, the Pittsburgh Steelers have smacked around the Baltimore Ravens regularly. I don't want, you talking about teams you don't want to face in the playoffs? Pittsburgh. Definitely not.
Well,
that's the team you don't want to face now.
I'm not. I think a lot of the stuff that the Ravens did were self-inflicted, and I don't mean to dismiss anything from Pittsburgh, but I felt that way about all their losses. When you go back to Kansas City week one, how come they haven't called that line formation thing anymore the rest of the year? They called it all that night Thursday and then just said, you know what? You guys line up however you want. We're not going to throw a flag on this. Well, you threw six in a row on this drive, you jackasses.
Yeah.
But you have that, and then you have the Raiders game where you're going, what the hell happened there? The Browns game with all the dropped interceptions. They keep beating themselves, and I'm not trying to dismiss the other team. I'm not. But when you watch these games, the Ravens beat themselves more than other teams beat them.
100%. But, you know, you're right about the season. But, Jeremy, if I'm looking back on the Pittsburgh Steelers games, they beat themselves a lot against the Steelers, which tells me it's in their heads. Mm-hmm. They beat themselves a lot against the Steelers, man. I don't. That's not. It's not any different than other performances. Let's go out to Baltimore and get Trippy. What's up, Trippy?
Hello.
Hey, man. What's going on with y'all?
You sick?
Ooh.
No, I ain't sick, man. Hey, Bob, I keep telling you, man. You got to chill, man. But look, right?
You sound, does he not sound stuffy?
He sounds
man, we lost yesterday.
You sound stuffy, man. That don't mean you got to be stuffy because you sound, because you lost?
Stuff every day. I'm out there looking like, what the fuck is going on? Hey, Rob, let me ask you a question, right?
All right.
Right?
Okay.
Because I ain't going to lie to you. I'm starting to believe, like, what do they do out at the castle? They so secretive about what they do. It's like the same stuff over and over. Like, let Lamar be him. Like, let's be real, right? Lamar, you got to get the ball to the receivers, man. You know what I mean? Derrick Henry, you got to hold on to the ball. It's the same stuff. Like, us, like, what more can we do? Hardball. I'm sorry, Harbaugh. Now, I'm not going to be on this fire Harbaugh stuff, right? But Harbaugh, one thing I respect about Mike Thomas, he get them boys ready no matter what. It's just like, what do you do out there, bro? Like, do they practice? Like, it's sad. And Tucker, I'm going to tell you something, Tucker. Remember that fan about 4 weeks ago, right? He came all the way from Hawaii, right? He had a Pro Bowl Tucker jersey. And I said, Tucker, sign my man jersey all the way from Hawaii. He ain't never signed it. You see what I'm going on? Bro, Tucker, you got to get back to your old ways, bro. You out here acting all bougie and stuff. You can't even make a kick. Like, get it together, y'all. And shout out my man, Mike. Where Mike at? Mike in here? Ed, what's up, Ed?
Oh, hey, how you doing,
Trippy? I'm just on one right now, man. Because it's the same old Ravens.
You sound sick, Trippy.
I talked to Steelers fans all week. Hey, you know, we own y'all. I'm
Hey, Trippy, I'm going to let you go, man. You take some meds. You sound sick.
I like that you brought up that he was sick and he's getting all over you, and then you came back at him and he's just like, man, these Ravens. He just went right back to what was disappointing him. Damn Ravens.
Julian in West Baltimore. What's up, Julian?
Yeah, how you doing, fellas?
Hey, good. Man, how are you?
I'm just convinced that Mike Tomlin and Andy Reid just own the Ravens. Like, they have no answer for them and no game plan. And Jeremy, I bet on that game as soon as as he fumbled, I said, I canceled that bet. I knew we was going to lose. I just knew it. And then the players after the game said, yeah, we just got to fix this. Like, what are they trying to fix?
Yeah, it's week 12 coming up.
I mean, what are they trying to fix? I'm clueless.
They look clueless to you.
Well, stuff like the two-point conversion is a bad indication of being ready. Because clearly they had no idea who was supposed to be lined up where. They're
and that's
confused.
Coming out of a timeout.
You're coming out of a timeout. I'm assuming when you practice two-point conversions during the week. And since training camp, if this is one of your two-point conversion plays, you don't know what you're doing right now, why call it?
Well, John Harbaugh will probably tell you, well, that was their timeout. That wasn't our timeout.
Yeah. We're not allowed to take it.
We can't talk on timeouts.
The other thing with this, too, is like you're coming out of that play, and to Rob's point about the two-point conversion and what you're running, I don't mind them switching up the play from beforehand, and the jump pass has worked plenty of times. Mm-hmm. I just don't know.
in that situation, you got too much in the backfield.
Yeah, there's just...
John Harbaugh addressed the situation with the confusion for the two-point conversion.
Not that I'm aware of. I'll have to look at it on tape and talk to the coaches, but I didn't, not that I was aware of. Nothing was talked about during the game, and I didn't see it.
Cool.
How do you not see that? What are you watching?
Like, there wasn't somebody that came up to him after the game and said, hey,
dude, Jeremy, he saw that. How do you know? If you didn't see that, we got other problems. Mm-hmm. Then that goes back to us. You have no clue what's going on in the field then. If he didn't see that, the world saw that. Now you're pissing me off.
I hope this doesn't turn into something where we look back on all these years and go, they lost this great stretch that they had and didn't come away with the Super Bowl because of poor decision making.
Game balls at 7:15, but up next we go around the NFL on the Fan.
Around the NFL.
We go around the National Football League. 12 games actually played yesterday. We'll talk about 11 of them because one, we're talking about the entire show. Packers, Bears, Ed.
Yeah, this was a whole lot different than I thought it would be. I think the Packers are pretty good. So I assume this would be a different game where, you know, the Packers are going to run away with this. They're 7-3 now. You know, they're not going to catch the Lions, but I still think they may make the playoffs.
Nope.
They win the game on the last second blocked field goal attempt. Otherwise, the Bears win that game. Surprised me, man. Really did.
That's what robberies do sometimes.
Yeah.
Records don't matter.
Oldest one in the NFL.
What about the Lions and the Jags?
Yeah, this is exactly how I expected it to be. Not with this score, but the Lions is something else.
Did you know it was close at the beginning of that game? It was 0-0?
That's kickoff.
Oh.
Yeah.
It was close after the first quarter. 7-3.
7-3, yeah. The Lions scored 21 in the second, and 14 in the third, and 10 more in the fourth, just in case. Total 52 points.
How about the stat I threw you? The Detroit Lions have scored 21 touchdowns in the second quarter. That's 5 more than the Cowboys all season. Yikes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but the Lions look like the best team in football right now. I really believe that. And to me, and we'll talk more about this later when we get to things like our MVPs, coaching matters, man. Yep. I really credit Dan Campbell with this. When I first saw him, I got an Lions jock right away. I'm like, they're going to be good. They're going to be good. Because I'm like, I'd play for that guy.
Yeah.
I'd play for that man. Like, I think that's what he's done with that team.
Vikings, Titans.
The Vikings also now. That's a good division. The Vikings 8-2. The Titans are not a good team, but the Vikings did what they needed to do. They come away with a 23-13 win. And they just keep rolling. It's funny. I feel like the Vikings are doing this quietly for some reason. Sam Darnold is not even being Sam Darnold. He had a passer rating 107. I mean, it's just far better than he was in his other life. So, they may have found their quarterback, and they're a good football team now at 8-2.
Dolphins, Raiders.
This was... I mean, the Dolphins won the game, people. I'm sure you know by now. They won 34-19. Is it Achan now? Or he was Achan when he came in the league.
Achan.
Whatever. He had 73 yards on 17 carries and a rushing touchdown. Tua had 288 yards in the air and 3 touchdowns. So every time I criticize Tua, he comes up with a good day. But the Dolphins are now 4-6. I doubt they're going to make much noise. But they did win.
Jeremy, Rams, Patriots.
Yeah, it turned out to be a fun one, actually. Drake May throws an interception that essentially ends the game. Puka Nacua with a big touchdown. Cooper Kupp getting in there a couple of times. A big game for Matt Stafford, and they held on to win. That was a play for me. I had the over in this one, so I was happy about it.
What about the Saints-Browns?
It's funny because the Saints fans are a little pissed off at their team because they were an upstart team at the beginning of the year, Rob. I didn't know if you know that, when they won their first two games. And then they lose all these games, and then fans are like, all right, well, at least we're getting a top 10 pick. Ha, 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 we got you. We're actually going to win a few. And guess what? We're going to pick 20th and still be stuck with this sorry-ass team. Saints win.
Colts, Jets.
Oh, God. Ed.
No.
Are you okay? I told Ed.
Fine, I've lived my life like this.
Sam Darnold, Zach Wilson both have higher winning percentages with the Jets than what Aaron Rodgers has. And this was just dreadful from Drum Street. They had every opportunity to win this game. Anthony Richardson gets a late TD to pick up the W as the Colts win 28-27. Just brutal.
They were polite. Coach tried to give it to him. He said, no, thank you.
Yeah.
Falcons, Broncos.
Yeah, and here you go again. The Broncos just light up the Falcons. Falcons got to take a long look in that mirror and say, we just got our ass beat by the Saints and the Broncos. What are we doing? Bo Nix actually looked halfway decent. I thought their defense looked great.
You know, the last seven games, he's been really good. He played 69% of his passes, 14 touchdowns, I think two interceptions.
He's been better, yeah.
I still don't like him. 240 a game. He looks good.
I still don't like him.
He looks good.
He ain't played any good defenses in there.
But hey, where the good defenses in the National Football League?
Yes.
I got C.J. Jeremy. I'm doing some games. I have Seahawks, 49ers, Geno with a late touchdown, Geno Smith with a late touchdown run, and he told the crowd to shh, shh, and he waved goodbye to him. As the 49ers continue to struggle, they're 5-5 on the year. So are the Seahawks. Chiefs, Bills, great football game here. Pick six early in the game, a pickoff early in the game, I should say. Missed field goal. Looked like that extra point, I should say, would come back to haunt the Bills. It did not. They give the Kansas City Chiefs their first loss of the year, 30-21. Bills are now 9-2. Chiefs are 9-1. And all that talk of the Bills possibly being the best team in the AFC maybe is coming into fruition. Maybe now. And the Sunday night football game, it was a barn burner. I couldn't go to sleep on it. That's why I came in tired this morning. Chargers win. Late touchdown run by J.K. Dobbins. And, Jeremy, you said you thought Dobbins should have just laid down.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I thought Josh Allen had the big, I don't know if I'm jumping all over somebody, the big touchdown run where I think you go down at the one, you preserve it, you don't even give the ball back to him. The same thing. I know this isn't what fantasy people want to hear, but J.K. Dobbins, if he slides down at the one, they can run that clock down, kick the field goal, win the game.
Did you see all the missed field goals yesterday?
Yeah.
Get your ass in that end zone.
Ain't nobody missing from 17.
I hear you. I'd rather get in the end zone, let my defense do what my defense has to do.
Until what defense? Which defenses are good in this league? We just talked about
Chargers
are
one of the best defenses in the league.
They gave up. Look how many touchdowns they gave up in the second half.
Yeah, but going still. I mean, they were number one defense going in.
But they weren't the number one defense on the field that day.
If
Joe Burrow was moving up and down the field.
If they scored, it's 31-27, Jeremy, or I'll say 30-27, I agree with you. But when you score and you got to give up a touchdown to tie, I want you.
Give them the ball back. You secure the win by not giving them the ball back. By the way, Buffalo was in the Buffalo situation; they were winning, and the same thing with the Chargers. We had a tie game. I'm just not giving them the ball back at all.
I'm cool. I'm good with it. They win. They're now 7-3. The Chargers are. Ravens all of a sudden don't want to play the Chargers. You said what?
I still think it's the wrong move. Like, we all hate it when guys slide down at the one.
Well, I don't hate it normally.
But if you don't give them the ball back, they can't win the game. That simple.
But if you go up a full touchdown, I'm okay.
They can still win the game.
With a two-point conversion.
They can still win the game. If you don't give them the ball back, they can't win the game.
They can't win the game if you're up a touchdown. They can only tie the game.
They can still win the game. How many teams? The Ravens just went for two. How many teams went for two
I just said if they go for two.
But they could score, go to overtime, and then win. It can't happen if you go down and then let the time run out.
Who won the game?
They won.
And you're wearing your Chargers sweatshirt again.
No, this is my Lions one.
That's not Honolulu blue. That's Chargers blue.
Shut up. You don't know.
I do know.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show. Monday Morning Quarterbacks presented by Catholic Charities of Maryland. Fan reaction at 7:30, but on the other side, bite me, Sal, for the post-game press conference from John Harbaugh. How would it sound today, Jeremy?
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.